11 at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The unemployment rate rose again last month, up 0.5% to 9.4%. That is the highest in 26 years. Employers slashed 345,000 jobs in May, which is down from 504,000 jobs lost in April. It's also the fewest amount of jobs lost in a month since September of 2007. General Motors announcing today that it's selling its Saturn brand to Penske Automotive Group. The sale could save all 13,000 jobs at the Saturn dealerships in 350 locations. For at least 2 years, GM would continue to build the Saturn Aura, View, and Outlook. Penske is owned by former race car driver Roger Penske, who also owns NASCAR and IndyCar racing teams. At least 30 people were killed and dozens more were wounded in a suicide bomb attack at a mosque in Pakistan. The mosque was located in part of the Swat Valley in the northwest part of Pakistan. Today's incident was the latest in a series of attacks on civilians in the region. Government troops and Taliban militants are currently locked in an ongoing fight for control of this region. President Obama, meanwhile, is pressing ahead with his effort to revive the Middle East peace process. Following up on his message to the Muslim world in Cairo, the president is sending a special envoy, George Mitchell, to the Middle East next week. He made the announcement in Germany following a meeting with Chancellor Angela Merkel. They also talked about closing the Guantanamo Bay detention camp. Police in Thailand continue to investigate David Carradine's death. The actor, best known for his role in the 1970s TV series Kung Fu, was found dead in a Bangkok hotel room with ropes tied around his neck and genitals. David Carradine's family and manager have dismissed theories of suicide, saying he would have never taken his own life. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source online, on TV, or on your cell phone.